Welcome back to Over the Bar, the podcast that is nothing but bite-sized law school survival tips. Today, Stephen will discuss how he can actually help law firms in getting their employees to pass the bar exam.
What can I do for them? I can give them hope, I can give them structure, and I can give them a better program than they had before that's calibrated to their work environment. So in other words, it's not unrealistic. I've had arrangements with firms where I call them up a day or two before, you know, results come out, just say, hey, I've got this number of spots left. If you happen to have anybody, whether associates, partners, et cetera, you know, please let me know and I'll hold a couple of spots for you. And then I follow up again, you know, on Saturday, you know, results come out on Friday. So I email Thursday, email Friday, just, hey, just by the way, I just wanted you to know. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you know, I hear back from them and then I reach out to, you know, they give me the contact information of the affected students and I call them up and, you know, we arrange a phone call and, you know, just to get to know each other and make sure we're a good fit. And those students tend to really like hearing from me because, of course, you know, it's one of the worst periods of their lives. You know, they just found out about this really traumatic event. They failed and suddenly their job's on the line. They love hearing that, you know, someone who has a lot of experience helping people like them in that situation have an individualized calendar ready to go. And I'll ask questions about their circumstances, you know, see if they've got work projects going on at different times so we can individualize the calendar even further. It's really helpful because they're not alone, right? They've just suffered this enormous trauma and they're worried about their job and they're nervous. And now they're even busier. Because they know they have to study again, but they can't study the exact same way they did before because, you know, I'm working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, and now I got to do this too. So I help students identify, all right, when can we talk? When do we start the calendar? If they've got big work projects, you know, how do we deal with that? Calendars can be changed. We certainly talk about the last day on the job before they really knuckle down for the final prep. That's critical during the month of February, month of July. I mean, they need most of that time off because they got to finish the process. In other words, it's a really interesting dynamic. Say people take the July exam and they fail in November. Then they've got from November to February to get ready, right? So every day that goes by, every single day that goes by, the bar becomes a little more important. They don't notice it immediately. Every day the bar becomes a little more important and work becomes a little less important. Now, work may not fully realize or understand that for a while. Or the student. So the student and I are kind of in a fishbowl together, just trying to work with each other, right? They're people they have to satisfy, the partners of the firm. And the person who, I mean, I'm not really trying to satisfy them, but the person who I'm sort of responsible for are the graders at the bar. I got to have that student ready so they can satisfy them. But sometimes there are forces at play that the two of us don't really fully have control over. And so that's how I help them. And of course, managing the psychology of failure. And then another thing we got to do is we got to negotiate and manage the holidays. Because everyone's gung-ho in early November. I know, man, I'll do anything. I'll work 15 hours a day. Well, of course you won't. You know, you're just, you know, you're worried you're going to fail again and get fired. The sentiment's understandable, but work has something to say about how much work you're doing too. So that's a thing. And during the holidays, there's just a certain nasty little human reality, which is, you know, unless you're estranged from your family or something, you're going to be meeting with your family. And every family's got issues. So, you know, you got to deal with those, right? So it's an emotional time. You're dealing with the holidays, your health, your work simultaneously, right? Quarter end deadlines, year end deadlines. It's a lot. So everyone says they're going to do a lot of work during the last 2 weeks of the year. And, you know, no one ever does. My calendars, you know, they're bespoke, they're individualized. So I've already got that time mapped out. I've got unique assignments to help people with so that if they do them, it'll help. And if they don't do them, they won't fall further behind.
Thanks for tuning into your friendly neighborhood podcast where you get bite-sized law school tips. We hope you found this episode educational. Remember, even if you're not a student, you can reach out to Stephen at calweaselbartutorial.com. A law firm doesn't want to lose those valuable employees just because they failed the bar exam.